always welcome. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
A nice weekend coming up as far as weather goes. Meteorologist Ed Kieser has details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. Federal prosecutors have indicted political power broker Bill Cellini of Springfield. Prosecutors say Cellini used extortion in an effort to raise money for a public official believed to be Governor Raul Blagojevich. Sean Crawford has more.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago charges Cellini used his influence with the teacher's retirement system to shake down an investment firm wanting to do business with the pension board. Cellini's name surfaced during the trial of convicted fundraiser Tony Rezko. Prosecutors say Cellini was involved with Rezko and others in the extortion scheme. While the indictment says the goal was to raise money for an unnamed public official, a judge at Rezko's trial indicated that official is Governor Rod Blagojevich. The governor has not been charged with any wrongdoing and has denied he played any role. While Cellini is no household name, he's maintained close ties to politicians for decades, both Democrats and Republicans. He recently left his longtime role as treasurer for the Sangamon County GOP. Bruce Stratton is an attorney for the county's Republican Party.
I have no idea whether there's any relationship between the two events, but I can tell you that he's been talking about stepping out of party stuff for a long time.
Cellini is 73. His attorney says they'll fight the charges. I'm Sean Crawford.
The economic downturn has put a crunch on institutions of higher education and their budgets. We have that story from Amanda Vinicky.
University of Illinois leaders have been directed by the school's president to prepare for difficult financial conditions ahead. And director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, Judy Irwin, says it's a good idea to take such a step.
We all do that in our, own personal lives, one hopes, and most businesses have to do the same thing. So I think it is prudent. And I think every university may deal with it differently.
Irwin says she predicts that innumerable positions will be left open at state schools because of budget difficulties. State support for higher education has diminished since Governor Rod Blagojevich took office, and some predict that a tight economy means colleges and universities will see even less in the next state budget. Irwin says universities' problems are compounded by students having a hard time paying for increased tuition, students having trouble getting loans, and the value of schools' endowments diminishing. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A group of University of Illinois students hopes to bring the Chief Illiniwek tradition back to campus. During a press conference yesterday, Students for Chief Illiniwek President Roberto Martel said the chief's next dance will be planned for November 15th at the Assembly Hall. He says they want to keep the tradition alive without university support.
Because, there's two classes of University of Illinois students who've never had an opportunity to see the chief and to learn about the Illiniwek tradition and its rich history.
The U of I retired Chief Illiniwek last year. NCAA suspended the university's right to host tournaments because it considered the chief an example of hostile and abusive Native American imagery. Martel says student Logan Ponce will perform the Chief Illiniwek dance during the 45-minute event. It will be free to students. Tickets for the public will be $5. The proceeds of the event will be given to charity. Illinois schools are trying to catch up as the bar for standardized testing rises. Illinois State Board of Education Superintendent Christopher Cook says the statewide test scores released today highlight the areas needing improvement. Jenna Dooley has this report.
Nearly a third of the schools tested in Illinois failed to meet the goals set out in the No Child Left Behind Act. Last year, around a quarter of the schools missed the mark. But the bar has been raised. This time around, adequate yearly progress is met if more than 62% of the students meet or exceed standards on the state's achievement tests. Before, just over half of the students needed to pass. But there's been good news, as dozens of schools made it off an academic monitoring list for improved scores. Illinois Superintendent of Schools Christopher Cook is optimistic about the big picture.
Some long-term trends are encouraging at the elementary level. We're seeing across-the-board improvement in the trend data. In some cases, more than a 20-point improvement in just 6 years.
But it's a different take as students get older. Cook says many high schoolers are taking remedial classes when they go off to college. He says higher education instructors are being asked to work with teachers at all grade levels to spot the weaknesses. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Shareholders who lost money in a bankrupt ethanol plant in central Illinois are being asked to come up with more money to pay for a water treatment plant. Champaign-based HWS Energy Partners built the plant and wants members of the defunct Central Illinois Energy LLC to make good on a lease agreement. The building of the ethanol plant was halted last December when contractors left the job site because they weren't getting paid. The plant's board of directors declared bankruptcy days later. Though shareholders lost all their money with the bankruptcy filing, HWS wants to be paid for the water treatment plant. The company filed suit seeking a $435,000 payment now due. Former CIE Secretary Robert Volin says all of the cooperative's board members have resigned and there's no money to pay the debt. Our next report is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 8:35 and a half, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, a pretty decent weekend coming up if people have some outdoor work they need to get done.
I think so.
Put off, get the dead flowers out of the beds and stuff like that. It's going to be a good one, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend for maybe raking leaves, although a lot of the leaves are still on the trees, so you can't get it all done yet. I'm looking